than Liberty Bells. Oops. I'm gonna edit this. And then, oh, I can't see what I'm doing. Special Music. Oops. Then I'll read the scripture. And then we'll sing and we'll light the candles and sing Silent Night. And then a closing prayer.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Does that work?
Yep.
Good evening and Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming out to our candlelight service tonight. I heard it's supposed to be short and sweet, but that's the way we like it, right? So let's all bow our heads. Lord, thank you for this night. It's so cold out here, but Lord, we're so glad that people showed up tonight to celebrate the candlelight service and then tomorrow morning, the birth of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you'll keep everybody safe as they go home tonight and watch over us this next year. All these things we ask in my heavenly precious Son's name. Amen.
Thank you. Good evening, Merry Christmas. Near the end of the Second World War, behind enemy lines in Nazi Germany, there were prison camps where American soldiers were kept. And in this one camp, they were not well fed, they were starving, thin, and discouraged, wondering if they'd ever go home again and see another Christmas. The Nazi guards watched them from behind the fences with their downcast faces and their slumped shoulders, scarcely speaking to each other. But suddenly, one morning, everything, it seemed, had changed. They were still behind the fences, they were still not fed, they were still very sick. But the guards noticed that they were happy. They were smiling, they were talking, they were gathering in little huddles. Every now and then, you could hear a hoot from somewhere. The guards had no idea what was going on. A little transistor radio had been smuggled in, and the American POWs heard the news that the Allies had landed. They were moving steadfastly inland, and it could be just days until their rescue, because liberation was happening. The point of this whole story is the power of news. Nothing had changed except news. News awakened hope. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be to all the people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David, the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. We're very much like those prisoners because, as you look around the world, horrific things come into our lives all the time. A house burns down, a husband lost too early. Like the soldiers, we feel the fences are still up and the food is not very good and we're still in the camp. And yet news has broken in and it changes everything. It changes everything. In fact, the news of Christ as Savior is better than the news of the Allied troops for this reason. There were a few American soldiers in the barracks who were so sick and so emaciated that they knew they wouldn't last until liberation came. So liberation for them, at the earthly level, meant nothing. It didn't help. That's not true for us, because unless Jesus comes back before we pass, we'll die in the camp. And he came in order that our guilt might be taken away, and our sin might be covered, and a perfect righteousness might be provided. He lived, was crucified, and died. Yet on the third day, he arose. He is alive, and will be raised up from him, from the dead, with him. So whether we live or we die, because of Christmas and Good Friday and Easter, we will live. I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believes in me, though he die, yet still he shall live. We have a great Savior. I pray that you know him and love him, and that when you sing a song like, O Come, Let Us Adore Him, your heart really does adore. Let us adore him because of his absolute existence. Do you remember the exchange between Jesus and the Jews in John 8? So the Jews said to him, You're not yet 50 years old, and yet you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Adore him for his absolute existence. Adore him for his infinite, omnipotent power. Through him, all things were made. There's not a galaxy in this universe that wasn't made by Jesus Christ. Adore him for that absolute power. Adore him for his infinite knowledge. The Bible says that all treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Christ Jesus. Adore him for his humility. This struck me this season because we're not very humble. If you think you're humble, you haven't gotten there yet. But if any of us has made any progress at all, it's because we're finite, fallible, and sinful. And Jesus is none of those. His humility was chosen. He chose to be lowly. He chose to be a servant. He chose to be obedient unto death, that he might die in our place. Adore him for his humility, and adore him for his grace. For you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake, for our sake, he became poor, that we might become rich. And finally, let's adore him for his present life and his promise to be with us to the end. We're going to walk out of here in just a little bit. If you know him as your Savior, if you embrace him this Christmas as your Lord and the treasure of your life, you will walk out with Jesus and he will never leave you. And that is very good news indeed.
I just have a brief thank you that I'd like to read from Donna Greeno. For those of you who don't know, she fell over her shoulder, and then just several weeks later, she had the valve replaced. But I'm happy to report that she's doing very well. She's home. She just can't come out of the cold. But but she asked me to tell you. Because it's my right shoulder that I broke, I can't write Christmas cards, but I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a healthy and happy New Year. Also, I want to thank everyone for all their kindnesses and especially the prayers. Baby and Donna. Good evening. On this Christmas Eve, we are gathered as God's people to celebrate again what Christ's coming means to the world. We join with Christians all over the world who are celebrating tonight. Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. Luke 2:10-14. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all the people. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among all those with whom God is pleased. In Romans 5:5, hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us.
Today, we'd like to look at the candles and recall what the good news means.
Christ is the greatest gift. He makes all these other gifts possible. So we light the Christ candle now as we think about what his coming means to each one of us. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for your gift of Jesus Christ to the whole world. We thank you that his coming makes hope, peace, love, and joy possible for every person in every nation. Encourage us to do our part to bring goodwill and peace to our families, our churches, our neighborhoods, and the world. Now let your spirit put us in touch with the living Lord through the words and music we hear tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Oh, We need more people. Andrew, you're up. Atta boy, yeah, all right. Yeehaw. And you said I couldn't get him to do anything, Joanne. Pressed it. Oh, man. Okay. Technical difficulties beyond my control. Play, right? We need a new tape.
till they get up there, and then we'll hit major
light.
No.
We are few in number, as you can see. We lost
major light over there.
Three
goats there,
so this is what you get.
Okay. I think
that's
it. And we're going to say, I call him
Lord.
Okay, good. Okay. This one. Wait, sorry. There she goes. See if she needs any voices.
Should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to him, her firstborn son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. There will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared, with the angels praying God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what he had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Thank you.